Many politicians make their way to the state fair, from the handshaking done 30 years ago by Bill Proxmire, to Tommy Thompson's auctioneering, to the three visits to this year's fair by Governor Jim Doyle. Recently, the political parties have gotten into the act. At a Republican booth, Brian Cologne is gathering signatures to promote an override of Doyle's veto of Republican lawmakers' so-called property tax freeze.
I mean, it's a political issue, and a lot of people have been asking about it, you know, because they see the Republican Party and they say, hey, what can I do? So we put the petition out to get people to say, hey, Governor Doyle, this is how we feel.
But selling ideas in the same building as vegetable knives and ice cream can be risky. A suburban Milwaukee teacher named Mark came by to ask where he could sign a petition against the tax freeze.
There's cuts. I know it's not just teaching, but there's cuts all over, and it just seems like we're targeting a certain class of people.
Democrats do not have a booth at the fair, but Libertarians and the Constitution Party also do. Fair CEO Joe Chernelik says the fair pretty much has an open door.
Generally, we'll tell anybody campaigning or different political campaigns, look, it's not a problem doing that if you're willing to buy space, just like any other vendor.
And Chernelik says depending on whether your booth is inside or outside, it'll cost between $65 and $80 per frontage foot. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in West Allis.